Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here, along with Corey Sandin, live from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We have a couple of the guys of sport fishing here. Tom Green, the SAC spotter plane pilot, and Ken Franke, the president of the Sport Fishing Association of California. And boy, talking a lot of good stories,
man,
here, huh?
Craziness,
Tom's
right?
Like, he's nonstop stories.
Nonstop. Yeah. It's cool, and it's a lot of fun. And if you want to call, we do have not one open line right now, but 213-432-1090. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, which, like Ken Franke was mentioning, docks are completely empty as we speak, except
nice
for a couple of boats unloading.
Got four boats unloading, and other than that, everyone is gone.
The RP, the Star, I saw the Rooster back and down.
Yeah, I think the Liberty had 60 bluefin yesterday or something like that on a full-day trip. They leave at 5:30 in the morning, they're back at 5:30 in the evening.
San Diego, I think, had 66
It's amazing. You know, we were just talking. I am just thankful we've been running for a year.
Incredible,
we got put back in operation June 7th last year.
Wow.
And we never stopped.
Yeah.
And we're just fishermen and women should be very thankful that we're out there.
We're thankful for you and all the hard work that you did. It didn't come easy, did it, Ken?
No, there was a lot of effort, and I am appreciative the state government and county governments all approved the plans we put in place, and the results were great. I mean, everybody going out on the boats did it safe. And, we did what we needed to do. But,
with no issues. It's incredible.
With no issues.
Yeah. And I can remember a year ago, we couldn't take our private boat out. I mean, they were literally stopping us and going fishing. It was like, what the heck?
To be able to
be on the sport boats and be recreating for the last year.
Sure. We actually helped them write the protocols for the private boats because we knew without them in operation, we weren't going in operation. But once we got that squared away, then we did regionalized sanitization and distancing protocols for the whole West Coast of the United States. We shared them with everybody so that everyone's doing it the same. And the government organizations thought that was a good idea.
And honestly, the boats are totally clean to begin with. I mean, there's no issues there. But what's happened in the last year with those protocols, Ken, I'm sure for the future and the HEPA filters and the way they're sanitizing, and it's just going to be
upgrades.
A positive.
It's upgrades. It's all upgrades. There's a lot more awareness. And, and there's always going to be one-offs and such, but overall, we did outstanding, and we're real thankful for it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, let's find out what's biting out there, Corey.
Yeah, Pete, and it's Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros at Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers, along with their amazing poke kit, now at their new Taylor Street Old Town location, not at Liberty Station anymore.
Yeah. That's a great location, Taylor Street.
I've got to get in there and check it out.
Oh, man, it's so awesome, yeah.
Yeah, check them out at fishermansprocessing.com.
Hey, and let's start off with our private boater buddy, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete, Corey, Tom, Ken. Great show this
morning. Good morning, Mark.
Man.
Thanks.
So much good in info here. So here we are, guys. First week of summer, man. I'm loving it. First hurricane is already spinning up down off Mexico. It's going to get interesting. And I'm just stoked overall as how it's coming together. There's so much going on. So I'm going to start locally here, close to home for a change. Huge uptick in the barracuda bite on the horseshoe. You know, we had a nice little flash here week or so ago, and then they went MIA, and they came back full speed here the last day or two. Big schools of really nice, great fish biting the surface iron really well. And remember, guys, barracuda bite the blue and white. They love them. Along with them barracudas, we've also seen a nice uptick in the yellowtail population around that mussel farm. Now, it's kind of a tough place to fish, guys, because of all that structure. And your best shot is maybe slow troll a mackerel on heavy gear right around the outside of the buoys there and hang on them when you hook one. Put it in gear, turn your boat away, and hope for the best. And a lot of that fish has been really good grade there. One of my customers got one 35 pounds here the other day. A little bit of sign of local squid here, too. Just a dab showed up. And a few more local sea bass and quite a bit of thrashers around. So a lot going on locally. The water's looking good, and, it's nice to see some fish are close to home. At Catalina, still some squid around, backside mostly, east, west, and middles. All got a little bit here and there. They all scattered around all over the island, actually. And mixed grade, there's some big ones, and there's some little peachy ones. And then there's a few tanker-grade sea bass around also, mostly at night biting along the kelp lines for those. And the three Bs, the bass, bonita, barracuda, they're definitely around, man. It's just good summertime fishing, fun stuff. At Clemente, better fishing this week for sure. A little bit of bait showed up backside west there and a little dab of sea bass and yellow on it. And much more yellow down the front side, though, on all the stock spots. And then offshore, and this is where it gets really interesting. And everybody knows about all that bluefin between what everybody's been catching and all that good stuff that you guys are talking about on the show here. It's just crazy how much fish around, how much is biting. And I heard a report that some of the boats coming in last night saw fish, caught fish, only 10 to 15 miles off the point. That's just awesome to see it pushing up like that. Yeah.
Wow. And then along when you leave, keep your eyes open, huh?
Oh, yeah. You don't got to go far, it sounds like. Uh-huh. And then along with that bluefin, you know, and again, that's a nice way to start the summer. We've seen a sprinkle of yellowfin here the last week or so, a few getting caught. And Danny, just before I went on the air, Danny from Fish Dope called with some breaking news there. A sport boat had just hooked the first Dorado. I don't know if they landed or not, but they hooked the Dorado this morning.
So, how about that,
yeah.
Huh? It's summer. It's summer. And, hey, I want to know, Mark, we got that Islander kayak day and a half trip on Tuesday night, Wednesday, Fishing Wednesday at the island at San Clemente Island.
You're not going to be able to go. You can't go. We're going to be all tired out after Monday.
Yeah, that's right. We're going fishing on my boat on Monday, yeah. Because Mark's coming to the big event, the captain's reception tomorrow night. So Mark will be there at the Rollo event tomorrow night, and then we're going fishing on Monday morning. Talk about danger, Corey. I'm taking Harold Davis and Mark Bush.
Oh, my gosh.
That's going to be a dangerous
sport. We're going to have fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. But anyway, are we going to catch anything at Clemente?
You know, you are. That water has warmed up, cleaned up. You know, that calico bass fishing for your kayak stuff is just going to be a blast. And then there's quite a bit of yellow around that island. You know, some days they bite a little bit, some days they don't. You know, that's just yellowtail being yellowtail. And then if you guys are hanging around the cove, I'd definitely get over toward that China Point kelp line there and catch a few sea bass there just before daylight. You know, take a little frozen squid with you. There's a little bit of sea bass hanging out on that kelp line there, right there by the cave. So, yeah, I'd say you're going to catch some fish. You're going to have a blast.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, right. You had me at calico.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Of course, Danny and the boys at FishDope.com do a great job. $20 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Right there by that big Chevron station. The phone number is 714-840-4262, and the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, that's where we're at for now.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow evening, 4 to 7, at the captain's reception at Dana Landing there tomorrow, and then we'll get a fresh report on the field research for us on Monday. Thanks a lot, Mark, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
Take care. All right. Thanks very much. While we're waiting for
Marcos
from Seaforth, that guy, you know, the guy on the radio.
The guy on the radio,
yeah.
Right?
Brian from Jurupa Valley says, sport boat emissions are a fraction of what cruise ships, tankers, and container ships put out. Why are they always picking on the little guy? That's a really good question, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And also, I just got a text just now from a captain of a tugboat in Los Angeles with a picture of his plotter with like 60 merchant ships on it at anchor or
60.
At the dock. 60.
Merchant ships being the huge freighters.
Yeah.
And they don't have to go by any of these new rules.
No.
What is California thinking? I mean, obviously not. Yeah.
We need to get back to the land of common sense, please.
I like that. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Corey.
Oh, let's do it. Let's talk to Bob. Bob calling from Lakeside. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to the Stock Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. In the hopeful event that this recall election actually boots Gavin Newsom out of office, do you think that with all the stuff that CARB has already put into effect, that that will have any effect on all of these regulations, or is it already pretty much set in stone?
It is a good question. It is not set in stone. This is the pre-public comment period. If we're going to change something over this next several months is when it's going to happen. The actual vote on this is, I believe, the first week of November. So we have until then to try to get this into the realm of reality.
Some common sense.
Common sense.
Yeah. Now, do the people that they hire in Sacramento just have no common sense? Is that what it is?
You know, it seems to be currently very environmentally conscious. Awareness is the thing to do to get attention.
Yeah.
And unfortunately...
We're all for that.
Yeah, exactly, right? I mean, like you said, Pete, we all want clean air and clean water.
But it's got to be doable.
Yeah.
And
it can't put people out of business.
You know, I get passionate about this piece of it.
Yeah.
What they are doing and what they are putting are boat owners and the families that have worked their entire lives to build their businesses and all the fishermen and women that go out on these boats. What they're putting everybody through right now, I'm embarrassed for them.
Yeah.
Somebody in a leadership position needs to take charge and needs to straighten this out.
Yes.
This is absolutely out of line.
Yeah, no question about it. Well said. For sure. Hey, Mike from Torrance. Thanks a lot for the call, by the way. Mike from Torrance asks Tom, are these schools that you see are the same schools that we've been seeing in the area for a while, or are they new fish that have moved in? Good question.
You know, I believe that the fish that they're on, there's something here that the fish really like. And so, yeah, you've been on the same area of fish. But there's more fish coming in all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Are they? They're coming in from the west.
Well, they're coming in the real new fish that are going to be coming in from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be your smaller fish, and I really haven't seen that first year class get here yet this year. But
and the first year class are less than 10 pounds?
Yeah, right around anywhere between 8 and 10.
Yeah.
Or I should say 5 to 10, something
right.
like that.
Right,
yeah.
right. Incredible.
Okay. Wow. So more fish moving all the time.
All the time.
That makes me smile.
Right?
Yeah, we like that. How fast do these fish grow?
They normally, until they get real big, they'll usually double their size every year. So 20-kilo fish this year, 40-pounder will be 80 pounds next year.
Wow.
And then after that, they'll start slowing up. They just can't do it that much. But
yeah.
when they're small like that, it's double every year. That's what they kind of figure.
So crazy.
When you're watching and looking in the air, what feed are they on? Are they on sardines, anchovy, all of the above?
All of the above.
Okay.
Whatever's there.
Whatever's there, they'll eat it.
Yeah.
yeah. Do they have a tendency to be more on anchovy than on sardine?
Well, you know,
or the equal opportunity.
Yeah, they're equal opportunity, but I can't really answer that question because normally I haven't been seeing the sardines and the anchovies in the same area.
Okay.
So, you know, if you saw them in the same area then and they all start working the sardines, you go, oh, okay, they like sardines. But that's not normally the case.
But for a reason, they don't cohabitate. I mean, that's the anchovy have their cycle, and the bluefin skirt it and try to take advantage of their cycle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's...
You know what's amazing is the anchovy. I mean, I know from fishing it, and you know from flying it, but we would set them at an hour before any kind of light. They knew when an hour before any kind of light, and they actually bead. They actually let go of their air bladder and create like a sauna in the water. And those suckers die. We'd watch them on the meter. I mean, they would instantly be at 1,000 feet, like
really?
Right now. Oh, yeah, anchovy.
No kidding.
They,
at daylight.
Like before daylight.
Before daylight.
So I guess what we're describing as the anchovy cycle, like they come up at night to feed in the upper water column. They're filter feeders. They'll eat krill. They'll eat everything. But then when there's any sign of light, they're going to dive deep, but the bluefin are right there to take advantage of it all.
You know, I used to fish the anchovies.
Yeah.
And, Corey, we'd fish just like what you say. I'd take off at 3 o'clock at night.
Fireballs.
Yeah, and stringers. I mean, you'd see a stringer 5 miles long.
What's a stringer?
It's a stringer fish that's long and skinny. It might be 5 miles long, 100 yards wide. You'd run the boat over the top and be marking 20 fathoms of fish, 120 feet of fish.
Like a river of anchovies.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a
that's a perfect way to say it.
Wow.
And just like Corey was saying, we'd set on one, and you know, maybe you get 150, 200 ton of anchovies in the net. The guys always had a knife standing by.
Ready?
Because and you get 150 tons of anchovies all heading in the same. Yeah, wants to go down at the same time. They always had a knife to hit the net, and it just opened up like a zipper so the fish could get away. Otherwise, the boat would tip over. I've had boats tip over.
Really?
With anchovy all together wanting to swim down.
Down.
Yeah.
No,
wow.
It's not because they die. No.
No.
It's they're swimming.
They're swimming down.
Yeah, there's a lot of propellers.
And there's so much volume that it could turn the boat over.
Oh, yeah.
Holy.
And
God.
That is no joke. We had to do exactly what he's talking
about.
Well,
it just shows you what the Abraham brothers go do. I mean, that's quite an operation.
You have no idea what they go.
Yeah.
I mean, you do because we talk about it, but you have no idea. I mean, the 24-hour round trips and not being able to leave the boat and having to leave right back for Dana Point to get the anchovy.
We need to get Buck in here again when you're here on the show.
Awesome. That would be awesome because it's really...
He's been here before.
It's a great advocate for what actually is happening. I mean, Ken Frankie with the Outer Limits would pull up and load up his bait like the boats today. And like, where does it come from? I mean, it's just... There's a lot to it.
Yeah, there's a lot to it.
And having Tom in here is just a cool part of hearing about it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, now we have the man on the radio, Marcos. Good morning, Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing.
Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing awesome.
Great. And boy, oh boy, it's been a little bit of fishing going on, right?
Yeah, I mean, like we talked about, with that weather kind of cleaning up a bit and people out there fishing, it's the good fishing we've had for a while now just kept rolling through the week here. Last time I talked to you guys, the boats keep catching those bluefin. And, again, talking to San Diego crew this morning, a good example. Even on the full-day trip, you got to be prepared because you're going to see everything from a 20-pound bluefin up to a 200-pound bluefin. And then that way kind of across the fleet there. Just great fishing all around. Some nice weather on the half-day trip there. Nice mix of calico bass, some sand bass in there. Rockfish are in the mix. Still seeing occasional yellowtail mix in there. Saw a couple yellowfin throughout the week here, one or two here and there on some of the different boats. So kind of warmer water coming in here. Hopefully this keeps rolling. And like, guys, I wish I had a more exciting report for you, but it's pretty much the same as I told you the last couple weeks. Get your reservations in early. Trips are filling up really quickly, especially now that summer break started for a lot of the locals, for almost all the local schools. Those trips are filling up 2-3 weeks in advance. So check the website, c4thlanding.com. We got our full schedule up there for those half-day trips, the full-day trips on the San Diego. We've got twilight trips running, one day, day and a half, a couple 2- and 3-day trips mixed in. There are lots of options. Definitely make your reservations ahead of time. c4thlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Always welcome to come down, visit in person, get your gear set up because you're going to need it, and get out there fishing.
And the great thing is Seaforth has fantastic rental tackle, too. You don't think you have enough? You guys provide great tackle right there at the shop, right?
We've got everything from those 20, 25-pound spinners for the half day up to the 80 and 100-pound gear for the longer trips there. And like I said, right now a lot of those guys are saying like a 30 or 50, and if you have it an 80 or 100, if you don't have any of those, we can definitely fill the gaps for you with the rental run.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
All right, Marcos, appreciate that report, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. That's good stuff. And sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives. made from a high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. Ansa knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Ansa also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnsaKnives.com for more details, or go to Fisherman's Processing and check out their series there. And I hear a little bird told me that Heidi and Don are going to be at the reception tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. They're going to have a setup of Ansa knives. They're giving away a bunch of Ansa knives, too. So wow. Don, go by and say hi to Don and Heidi. They'll
be there at
the reception tomorrow, for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks for all their support, too, of the Rollo program. And, Ken, you got to witness firsthand. What's it like when you go out with a group of kids that have never seen the ocean before?
I had 30 kids on a boat yesterday that it was the first time being on a boat. First time being in the ocean, first time catching a fish. We probably caught a couple hundred short bass and then a handful of keepers. It was, their eyes were wide open. They were like, and they were so, you know, the thing is, this group was from Riverside, and these kids were so appreciative. It was, and we had a bunch of guys from CCA and Friends of Rollo volunteers that came. We had like a CCA volunteer for each three kids.
Wow.
And you know, kudos to them and Wayne for their help.
Yeah.
But, it just, you kind of left going, this was really worth it. And we had a state assemblywoman's office support staff showed up to come see for themselves about our boats. And they were like, it's kind of like, wow, this is actually
a cool deal,
for
right?
Real.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's amazing. I mean, from Riverside, they're 35 minutes from the water and have never seen the ocean. Never been on a boat. And you think about that. And there's that inner city area, even here in San Diego, they're 10 miles from the ocean. And same thing. And the Friends of Rollo taking them out on a boat for the very first time. It's really cool stories.
So the people realize Friends of Rollo and SAC on these trips, but Friends of Rollo very often, this costs them nothing.
Yes.
Everything.
All the money that you give for the generous donation of the tackle sale, the captain's reception tomorrow night, all that money generated provides the money to take these kids
completely, fishing. Completely. Yeah. They all got a lunch and
tackle.
Everything is taken care of. And it's what are they? 135,000 kids so far.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy
awesome.
Like that.
Yeah,
pretty
crazy awesome. Number for sure. Yeah. Like Mike Lum said, that it costs about $30 to take a kid out, and that basically your ticket for tomorrow night's reception is paying for a kid to go fishing.
Yeah.
It's so simple.
So come join us.
Yeah.
So it's basically rollokids.org. Buy the ticket online, and we'll see you there.
I'm bummed I'm not going to be there.
I know. You're
really
going to be
I have a birthday party to go to.
Yeah. Tom, Mark Wish forgot a very, very important question of you. Have you seen any marlin yet?
No.
No.
Not yet.
Mark had to text the show via the app.
But it's time.
Yeah,
it's about that time you start to see them.
Any time now.
Especially Dorado.
I was just going to say the exact same thing. You start. No, I haven't. But then I the last time I flew was 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. So
when do you think you're going to fly again?
I'm thinking about tomorrow. It looks like we'll get a piece, at least a nice weather here, and I'll get a chance to.
Oh, perfect.
Get some good pictures up, send them out to everybody. One question I had, I got a number of people asking, how long do you stay up during a normal flight?
For SAC, my normal is anywhere between 6 and 8 hours. When I'm fishing commercial, it's 10-hour day is a short day.
Wow. So you're in a flying fuel tank?
Yes. Yeah. In Mexico, we call it a grande bomba.
Grande bomba. La bomba. Hey, let's jump in the phone.
Oh, let's do it, man. We're having such a good time, Pete. Alex from Corona wants to join us. Good morning, Alex.
Can you hear me, guys?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Top of the morning to you.
You have a question for us,
Top
Alex?
Top of the morning to you, gentlemen. Yeah, I do. I was curious to know, you guys spotter plane out here on the West Coast. I'm wondering if that same kind of procedure is done on the East Coast when they go look for bluefin schools. Do you guys know?
Yeah, yes, they do. Actually, one of our fish spotters here on the West Coast used to go to the East Coast and do their bluefin fishery back over there, too. So, yeah, no, they have fish spotters on both coasts. There's some crazy people on both sides of the coast.
is it the same type of bluefin fish we're back there, basically?
No, they don't pin them back there.
They're not pinning.
They're not pinning the fish back there.
And targeting more so they're individual.
Yeah, they've got some purse seiners back there, but they're on a real strict quota, and they have to be so big. I think this. You know what? I don't know the exact size limits, but I think it's right around 350, 400 pounds. They can't set on anything small over there.
Wow.
And that's really, really well regulated. And as far as, and for that matter, I don't even know if they're still doing it with the purse seiners anymore. Maybe it's all just hook and line.
Just hook and line, yeah. Well, maybe we can find that out tomorrow when Paul Hebert, Mr. Wicked Tuna, will be here.
Oh, well, there you go.
He'll have a wicked answer for it, right? Yeah. From the Wicked Tuna. from the Wicked Pistol.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, good question from Alan in NorCal, listening to us, of course, on the Let's Talk Hookup app in Northern California. Why are they still towing tuna pens around at this time since the quota was caught in January? Do they keep them close to the feed and the concentration?
You know, our farm doesn't tow the pens, but the other farm does tow the pens because...
So your farm is at the one at the Coronado Islands,
and they do have a setup down there by the Bufador of it on the inside. But the other fish farm, their water's not quite as clean, and so they don't take their pens in as often, maybe just when it comes time to harvest or whatnot, because they keep them on constant tow and feed them out offshore. I mean...
Just in the cleaner water,
right,
they grow better?
Well, I think they're afraid of upwelling of bad water and fish
die off.
And it's, you know, a die-off can hurt you.
Yeah. And what size fish are in those pens typically?
Our average size fish this year was a little better than 70 kilos, 160 pounders.
That's average size.
That was our average.
Wow.
I don't think we caught anything under 50 kilos.
Wow. Under 100
crazy.
Pounds. Yeah. So, and how long will those fish stay in the pens?
What they're really after, it's not size-wise, it's condition and the fat contents. And as soon as the fat content's good, they want to sell it. But the beauty about the pens is if they get too much fish in Japan and the price falls, oh, we won't sell fish this week.
We're not going to
have it. So they can kind of artificially keep the prices up and make it a good endeavor, you know, where they can make some money.
So these pens are like feedlots. They basically are just feeding these things to make them fat.
And all they're doing is feeding them sardines. That's all. They don't
feed them anchovies?
Well, if they had to, they would. But sardines is better because it's oily or fish.
Oh, okay.
And it's the oil content in the bluefin that's what they're after.
Yeah. What a sustainable way of doing it, though. I mean, truly...
But they're not getting hormones. They're not getting anything.
It's as wild as it gets.
Exactly. The only difference is they're not having to swim to go catch their bait. The bait's being brought to them.
And that, in tune, makes the fat content much higher because they're not working out.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they're just swimming around eating. And saying, come on, where's my fish?
Yeah, where's it? Yeah, give me some more. So I went with the buyer. I was in Tokyo at the Toyosu Fish Market with your buyer there, and so he kind of regulates when to get the fish.
Right.
Yeah, great guy, and took us on this unbelievable tour of that Toyosu Market. So he'll call you and say, okay, price is up. Start sending some fish.
How soon
from in the water to at the Toyosu Fish Market is that fish there?
Oh, they harvest, and then that day it's on the plane going over.
So in within 2 days?
Oh, yeah, minimum. I would say within three. Just
within 3 days?
Yeah, within 3 days.
That's
probably
crazy.
Closer to two because it's a long flight. You know,
yeah. It's so interesting. I mean, is that the way the bluefin are wrangled and pinned up and harvested in that fashion? Is that done with any other fish? It's got to be unique to...
Well, for the wild caught, you know,
yeah.
They were doing some yellowtail down in Mexico,
yeah.
And they've tried it with the yellowfin. But the reason that it's viable is that the bluefin is so coveted and that it's... a high-priced fish.
Right. Yeah.
It's got to be a high... Yeah, it's
not.
Right. It's got to be a high-priced fish to make it work.
So interesting. It really is.
Yeah, one thing I'll mention right here,
we need to be respectful when we're around those pen operators because we want to continue our ability to fish in Mexico. So remember, 250 meters, we need to stay away from those tow operations. Give them a break.
Yeah.
Because I hear about it when we don't.
Yeah.
So, anything you can do to, you know, even if you see somebody that's getting in real tight, even to educate them that, hey, you need to back off a little bit, we would really appreciate it because we want really good relations to maintain with the pen operators. They're good, and we don't want to go the other direction.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine having a ding on your record and, you know, I mean, that being fishermen fishing too close, and then Mexico's like, you know what, this bluefin thing is kind of our deal, and the sport fishing might not be, and it, don't be stupid. Just believe it at that.
It's been a cooperative effort with Conapesca, the state fisheries, us, the tuna pens. We'll put out to the public maps of where, you know, the pens are at the islands, et cetera. So we're all cooperating, and that's boded well for us. Just got to keep it going that way.
Absolutely. Hey. Working good with Mexico is a good way to do it. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More with your calls when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and on Meyer 1090.
Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there to do. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Baja has long been a favorite of many anglers for its wild feel, beautiful vistas, great people, and fantastic fishing. This is Katie with Cedros Island Fishing Charters. Cedros Island is one of those destination spots that has a reputation all its own. Cedros Island Fishing Charters will have you fishing all our favorite remote locations for your personal best yellowtail and calico bass. Our spacious pongas are all fully equipped with lots of bait capacity along with large fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Or jump in one of our fully equipped Hobie Mirage Outback kayaks. Our captains are knowledgeable local fishermen who take pride in giving you a more personal island experience. Enjoy our single room accommodations and spacious compound while our staff processes your catch and keeps you well fed with authentic cuisine and fresh pizzas from the wood-fired pizza oven. Check out our website, cedrosislandfishingcharters.com, and all our social media for daily updates from the island during the season. Pick your dates on our online reservation system and come join us for a great time on Cedros Island or give me a call, 760-913-9035.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah.
Such a fun morning.
Oh, my gosh. So much to talk about with Captain Ken Franke and Tom Green, Sport Fishing Association of California. Learning so much. You should hear the banter between the spots.
Right, I know. It's kind of cool.
It's really good. Hey, Ron Lane is on the line from Fast Lane Kites. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Ron.
Hey, it feels kind of great just to follow that commercial with Katie talking about Cedro's kayak fishing.
Yeah.
Boy, did she nail it. That is exactly what they're doing down there.
Yeah, you just got back yesterday, right?
And, you know, I've made many trips down there, and that island, every trip is a little different. And this, I got to tell you this story. We're up at Punta Norte, and Bill, I think it's Gehring. He's, you know, when I go on a trip and I'm the youngest guy on the trip, you know there's a bunch of old guys there.
Oh, boy.
Anyway,
right?
Bill's sitting in his little Hobie Outback. We're off the lighthouse at the very, you know, end of the island, and it's getting kind of rough. And all of a sudden, he hooks into a big old yellowtail. I mean, big old. He's just getting drug all around. He finally, you know, he gets that yellowtail, and we're all just feeling like, all right, now let's get him. And not more than a half an hour later, he gets hooked into something that is bending his rod straight down. It ended up being a giant black sea bass.
Wow.
And to see that guy get that thing in his kayak and to actually, you know, hold it on top of it, it was amazing. And he ended up being the top man, Bill from Long Beach. He just killed it.
Yeah, he's really enthusiastic. I fished with him before, Ron. A super, super nice guy and so into it. How's the kelp up in that area, Ron?
Oh, it's really doing well. I mean, when you see calicos cartwheeling on the kelp, you know you're in for a good day.
Throw that weedless, and they're all over it.
I think you're in the right area.
Yeah. Well, Ron, so it sounds like a
pounder.
What?
I saw a 5-pound calico trying to get bait, and he's sitting on top of the paddy trying to swim in and get this bait. I've never seen that before.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. So,
but the other highlight was Johnny Ceviche, the famous old kayak fisherman from La Jolla. He caught a 108-pound black sea bass.
Wow. That sounds great. Well, it sounds like a great trip with Cedros Island Fishing
kayak
Charters.
Fishing.
Yeah, Cedros Island Cedros Kayak Fishing or Cedros Island Fishing Charters, whatever you want to call it, just like they say.
Just book
a trip with them.
Whatever you want to call it,
yeah.
Just get me there.
Yeah, and you're going.
Get me there now.
Yeah, and I believe there was a couple spots left on your trip, too, right?
There is. The beginning of October, and then I think the Let's Talk Hookup, there was one spot left in the middle of October.
In the middle of October.
And Benny Florentino had a couple spots to hop in right after mine.
So great operation.
Oh,
you fish either from the Pongas or the kayaks. Right,
whatever you want to do.
Well, to tell you the truth, we could have chose either, but how special is it to sit on that beautiful kelp and just rope calicos all day? I mean,
I'll tell you what,
I couldn't believe it.
I am looking forward to fishing Wednesday at San Clemente Island with you and doing exactly that on one of those Hobies.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait. And this operation didn't skip a beat. It's just off the chart service. That team is the best. I'm amazed. I had the best trip I've had ever down there.
Nice.
It was just amazing.
Cedros Island Fishing Charters.
Thanks for letting me give a shout out to Jeff and his team. They're just awesome.
You bet. And we'll see you at the captain's reception tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. We're giving Bruce Surf, and we're giving away a stand-up paddleboard.
You are.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Of course, it's right there between Dana Landing and Fastlane, so it's like you have to go. It's right there in your backyard.
So many crazy auctioned items.
Yeah.
Silent and live auction.
Lots
Are
of good stuff.
Me?
And all to raise money to take kids fishing.
I know.
That's
it's
so
a
cool.
beautiful thing.
Hey, Ron, get this. Get this. Jeff from Sushi on a Roll, who's going to be a busy guy tomorrow night, said he just picked up a bluefin from Pete at Atlantic Pacific for tomorrow's sashimi.
Wow.
How about that, huh?
Bluefin good.
Be ready for that. Hey, Ron, thanks a lot. Glad you had such a great trip down to Cedros, CedrosIslandFishingCharters.com. You want to book your trip, get on it, and we'll see you tomorrow night at the captain's reception.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun. Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks,
we'll see
Ron.
Ya.
See you later. All right,
so
let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
Yeah, we need to, man. They've been packed up, Pete. Let's talk to Sean. Sean Cohn from Lolita. Good morning, Sean. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, that's Sean from Lolita. Remember where Baja Fish Gear was, Pete? You came out there at one time for a show?
Yeah, I got
Lolita,
you for sure.
Yes.
Absolutely. Good hearing from you, Sean.
Hey, all right. Well, I just wanted a little comment about how important Friends of Rollo is. First, before I ask my question, is that I used to help run a fishing group for youth kids. I remember this one kid telling me, you know, I used to be associated with gangs, but now I just want to earn some money so I can buy my own boat and fish at Catalina Island, you know. Oh. It's that important how we could just change one kid's life from fishing that was all worth it.
That's so awesome.
And I also, yeah, it was. It was really cool. So Friends of Rollo was really great for that. And I just want to say I have a interest and curiosity for the history of fishing. When I was a kid, I used to go to the library and look at the microfiche fish reports going back to, like, the 60s. And I was curious about the cyclical history, the cyclical nature of these the tuna that move around. Now, where do the albacore go for 12 years at a time? Remember, there used to be bluefin that came to Guadalupe Island. Now there's yellowfin there. The yellowfin have moved away from my host rocks. Can any of our guests touch on some of the cyclical history of the tuna industry?
Tom is putting his professor hat on right now.
He is, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's true, like you mentioned, it's all cyclical.
It's all water conditions. And when the water conditions turn around, which they will, then you'll get all that fishery back. When I very first started fishing for the purse seiners out of San Pedro, it wasn't very long after the sardines had disappeared, and they said they'd all fish them out. Well, I talked to all those old fishermen, and they said that, no, they were on a body of sardines that you couldn't believe, and they were marching out to the southwest, and they never saw them again until about halfway through my career with the Pedro boats, which would have been in the 80s, all of a sudden all the sardines started coming back.
You're right. It was in the beginning of the 90s.
That's right.
What made the calico fishing so darn good was being able to pin a 6-inch sardine on 25-pound test.
Yeah. And when I started fishing, we were fishing anchovies. Pretty soon the anchovies started marching out, and in came the blue mackerel. And then the Spanish mackerel. We used to make a living on the Spanish mackerel on the Cortez and Tanner.
Really?
And so it all turns. They've done drill studies up in the Santa Monica Bay, and they'll find so many feet of anchovy scales, and then so many feet of sardine scales, and then so many feet. I mean, and it.
From that's the thousands, hundreds of years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. So
amazing. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, Greg from Carpinteria says the Mightier 1090 signal is booming in at Carpinteria this morning. Thanks for that. And he wants to know from Tom: Do you ever help the game wardens catch poachers offshore when you see them?
No.
No, okay. I didn't think so.
Period. No.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But no.
It's not what you're
but
looking
how do you,
for.
But how do you know that they're poaching? Even
yeah,
that's
yeah,
the thing. You can't
true.
See them from the
well,
air.
Well, and Tom's south in Mexico,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Our game wardens aren't allowed to go there.
Not in Mexico.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
that's a good point for sure.
Very good.
Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Let's do it, Pete. How about Brandon? Brandon Cohn from Long Beach. Thanks for joining us this morning, Brandon.
Hey guys, good morning. Couple questions. Just curious about the spotter plane. What's the distance on one of those? And I know it's open ocean. What's the craziest thing you've seen out there?
Well, I've seen some pretty amazing stuff. One of the most amazing things was a small pod of killer whales. There was only three of them, and they were getting after about 10 sperm whales. It was devastating. And then one time we were on a pod of 28 killer whales, and they got after a blue whale.
Wow.
You're kidding me.
Oh,
a
no,
blue
this,
whale.
A blue
which
whale.
Is the largest mammal on the earth.
And they had him for lunch.
Wow.
It was amazing.
That,
that must
what?
Be quite a sight. You see some amazing stuff up in the air.
Yeah, no, it's good yeah. stuff, good stuff.
Yeah.
When you're spotting, what's the single, is that the most amazing thing you've seen from the air, or are there others?
Oh, no, there's, you know what, Pete? Every day I go out, I see something.
Yeah.
Even if I, it's hard to explain. I can go out for 2 weeks and virtually not see anything, but be thankful that I went out for the 2 weeks. But the next day I wake up, I can't wait to get back out there because that's the day you're going to see something.
Yeah.
And it's a drive that's hard to explain.
It's so cool to hear the passion, Pete,
yeah,
because
yeah.
it's similar to what we do with a rod and reel in our hand. It's
for
the
sure.
same exact thing.
Well,
you
he's
know?
Fishing.
He
yeah,
is.
No,
he's
no,
just from the air,
tool.
Right? When you were spotting swordfish, were there amazing sights when you see swordfish?
Oh, yeah, no. That was
what?
A lot of fun. Well, you know, I've seen five fish in one circle.
Five swordfish.
Wow. Five swordfish in one circle. We were catching 500 a year with the airplane.
Wow.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And this
was
harpooning.
Yeah, this was all harpooning. With
yeah.
my, I started with my uncle on the Invader, and then I started fishing with Tim Hauser on the Loa San.
Crazy.
And, yeah, no, it was good. It was good fishing. It was
Man.
A lot
so,
of fun.
So, this is a question, actually, I asked Tom, too, and he says, well, what do you think? Pete from Dana Point wants to know, when do you think the bluefin are going to work their way into U.S. waters?
As soon as this water starts pushing up, you know, that storm that's coming up is going to push it. We're going to get a south swell. It's going to start pushing that warmer water up. That fish is just going to slide right on up with the water.
And you think it'll be right back in the same place at Clemente as it was?
Exact same place.
That has been
yeah.
for the last few several years.
Yeah, I believe
but
so.
Like you say, it's still only June, right?
It's June. You know what? When I was fishing for the San Pedro fleet, we never caught our first tuna until the middle of June and maybe into July.
Yeah.
And that was fishing down, you know, in those days we could cross the border. Nowadays, you can't with the Purseiner. But in those days, we could.
I know a lot of our listeners that have boats in Dana Point and Newport and L.A. are very anxious for that. But frankly, we're just fine with it being 30 miles off the coast right here. It can
yeah.
stay here for a while, right, Ken?
Exactly.
We're good with that.
When I was in Dana Point yesterday, that's everybody wanted to know, well, how long?
How long?
How long?
Yeah. Well, they have tails. They swim.
Yeah. Oh,
could
yeah,
be tomorrow.
It could be tomorrow, and it
yeah.
might be next week.
Yeah.
And you know what? It may never be, but
yeah.
it will be.
Yeah,
I guarantee
right.
it will be. It's just
and
Mother
that's,
Nature.
That's the beauty of what we do, you know?
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
they have tails, and it's trying to figure them out, trying to find them, and trying
yeah.
to locate them, and trying to catch them in the end.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's pretty exciting. Well, let's try and sneak in one more call. Let's do it. How about Mike? Mike from San Carlos. Good morning, Mike.
Oh, hey, guys. It's Mike, your expert novelist. Hey, I got one
yes.
funny story, and I got a question about the reception.
Well, you got about 30 seconds to tell it all, so give it to us.
Okay, quick. My girlfriend was from Pensacola. Her sister's husband had a boat, so I took a big piece of Wahoo, and he threw it in the freezer like it was an old piece of Bermuda. He said, oh, we got a lot of these. So anyway, where is the reception and what time?
Okay, so the captain's reception is 4 to 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. It's at Dana Landing right across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay, right next to the Dana Landing Long Trip. Buy tickets online at CaptainRollos.org. They're $30, includes all your food, your beverage. I get to meet all the captains. They're going to have a great silent auction, a live auction. So much stuff. Mike Lum. That guy is amazing. He has been working. You talk about a stressed out dude. Mike's been working hard
to put it together.
He's good at what he does.
And he's good at what he does, and it's going to be an amazing event, and you don't want to miss it. And like I said, there was only about 50 tickets left. So, and all this money raised is going to take kids fishing, like Ken was talking about early. So, so buy your tickets beforehand. CaptainRollos.org. Get on down there. What happens when you buy a ticket? You don't get a ticket. You're going to be on a list. So basically, when you buy that, your name will go onto that list, and then you'll just give your name at the door. And so, Pete, I buy a $30 ticket. That includes the sushi on a roll.
Everything.
That includes the Traeger.
Yeah,
that includes Sean and his smoked fish, and Tommy Gomes. This is a great
fish
tacos. Yeah, it's going to be a great. So
Come on down. It's going to be a fun evening for sure.
All for $30?
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
For over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, providing you with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to chase the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on a 40-pound test. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and only one lucky caller could be our winner, Petey, and that's Mark. Mark from Santee, going on the Liberty out of Fishman's Landing. He's going to have a great time.
Well, I got to tell you, everybody's a winner today because this was such a great show. Thanks, Tom, for driving all the way out here and being on the show to talk to our listeners.
Had a great time, and as always, you guys just go out and have a lot of fun. Go get them, please.
And you might be flying tomorrow to putting the people on the fish, right?
I hope so.
Okay, yeah, if the weather permits, you're going to go point up.
Yeah, it looks like there might be a small sliver of good weather, so I really got to sit and kind of look at it and try to determine.
Go out and get them, and then the SAC boats will know, right, Ken?
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly when that's going to happen. And, of course, the most important thing here, save fishing. Give us
help us out, folks. This is a for real. We need your help. Savefishing.com. Just go there and sign the petition to the governor. That will really help us out.
Yeah, and this CARB thing is a real deal. It's not, it's craziness is
this
what it is, but we need to stop it.
Absolutely the number one biggest threat I have ever seen.
And not only
fishing.
For the sport fishing boats, but also the private boats. If you're a private boater, this is going to take you're going to basically have a worthless piece of machinery in the water if they put this in act.
What a crazy thought.
Well, this first piece is for the commercial passenger boats, but the private boater version is on its way and in the pipes. So
yeah,
we need to pay attention.
Yeah, and so again, organize this website,
safefishing.com. It's real simple to go to. You can go to it on your phone, fill it out real quick, and hit send.
Takes basically a minute to do it.
Yep.
Yeah, and it has an impact in Sacramento.
Very much so.
Yeah, because you're the voters.
and you're the guys that keep them going. So, hey, thanks a lot to Christian for all he does on the phones and on the board there, and thanks to our main man, Adam, for our Let's Talk Hookup app. We sure appreciate that. And, of course, we appreciate you, and thank you, Corey, for being here today. Rick and I will be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Hang on to your hats. Captain Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna is going to be here, and his escort driver, Harold Davis, is going to be here, too. That's going to be a great show tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll see you right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Have a great day.